Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was fun. I was glad to get one in the can, as no one says anymore, because there's no cans. But
I'm wearing cans.
You what?
Aren't these cans?
Oh, can. I can. Anyway, it was Ethan Stanislawski, who I've been trying to get on for a while. He's a very funny comic. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know anything about him. And it turns out his dorkdom is very, very sort of academic. I learned things, Andy Ashcraft.
Crazy talk.
Things were learned. Look Back in Anger by John Osborne was a play in the 50s written by a 26-year-old John Osborne in Britain, and it was about anger. And it was all set in a...
And
in
looking
a,
back?
Well, it started the angry young man movement in British theater.
Oh, is there an angry young man movement?
In the 50s, there was.
What does it entail?
Well, it turns out that once you're about 26 years old, there's a sense of you don't know what the hell to do with yourself. And in the case of the angry young man movement, it was about an overeducated young man who there's no jobs in the 50s in Britain.
Right.
So he works at like a jelly bean store or some damn thing. And he is married.
He's underemployed.
He's underemployed, overeducated, has a wife and a roommate in an apartment in London
this or
in
England. Sounds vaguely familiar to me.
It sounds like many people's lives that we know.
Are we all angry young men?
I think we didn't get into it, into that part, but I wanted to say, oh my God, I know that's Los Angeles.
Right.
There's overeducated, underemployed people, and they're full of rage. And some of them are full of rage, and some of them aren't. And but it led to this amazing talk with Ethan about different actors and different theater and then different genres of art. And
it was fascinating. It sounds exactly the kind of thing that I like to think about and hear about.
Yeah, it is a really great episode. And we got into a very interesting conversation about Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
Wow.
And so it went many different places.
Were they angry young men?
No, they were. It was just a sort of a celebration of their early work. You know, I remember as a child seeing their stuff from the early 50s and then later seeing their separate work and going, why isn't this very good? Mm-hmm. And, but writing off their early work, I want to find artists and models, which is, he says, is one of the finest examples of their early duo together. Very funny, slapstick kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, on the whole, I thought it was a really cool dive into some theater. And
well, I think the Rangers are going to enjoy this one.
Yes, they are. And I'm happy to be back off the road and have one in the can. So, listen up.